Hey everyone,
and welcome back to BSG Brawl Stars Guides. I'm Sharpshooter 54,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 19th episode of BSG and the 6th episode of our side series,
Lucky Time.
It is also the 8th episode of our side series,
Brawler Chat.
So we are going to today have Julie Assassin be finishing the Brawl Pass. By that, of course, we mean the free side of the Brawl Pass. And so we named the first part of this episode finishing the Brawl Pass because now both me and Julie Assassin have finished up to level 60 of the Brawl Pass.
Yes.
So Julie Assassin has collected levels 52 through 60 of the Brawl Pass and has a bonus big box at the end.
Plus I have one mega box on the trophy road.
And me, Sharpshooter 354, have 4 bonus big boxes. And so now, do you want to start with your boxes or my boxes, Julie Assassin? Because I think this box opening is mainly about you, so do you want to get my boxes out of the way first, or do you want you to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so I'm going to get my 4 big boxes out of the way. We have Oh, yes! Dynamite's gadget, except that's actually not very exciting.
But it's not.
I mean, it's better than getting more power points, definitely.
Well, so he got B power points, Jackie power points, and
Dynamite's gadget.
Yes.
Okay, next, big box.
So he got
B power points, Crow power points, and Spike power points. Then last big box, Pam power points, Piper power points, Mr. P power points, and a token doubler.
So that wasn't bad.
So actually, I'm kind of surprised that I actually got something besides power points, coins, and token doublers there. So I actually got a gadget there, Dynamite's gadget. And so now let's move on to Julie Assassin's boxes.
All right, so I'm starting with the mega box on the trophy road.
Okay, mega box, starting off with the big boys.
All right.
Okay, so Rico, Bo, Jackie, BB, and El Primo power points.
All right, so that now we go on to the Brawl Pass.
Big box. Dynamite, Jesse, and Pam power points. Brawl box.
All right, so we have Carl power points, Pam power points, and
of course, we have coins in all of these. Okay, 100...
power points.
Who are you going to put them on? I suggest to put the 500 on Nita, but don't put anything else on Nita. Probably Bull, because he's really close to level 7, and then you can get his gadget. Okay, so Julie Assassin, how about you level up Bull now?
All right.
So then later in this box opening, you have the possibility of getting his gadget.
Okay, so
oh, you don't have enough coins. Oh. Okay, so after one box, you'll be able to.
Okay.
So next is Mega Box.
Okay,
fine. Okay, so
Rosa power points, B, Jesse, and Barley and Tick power points.
Okay, next, wait, remember to upgrade your Bull first, because then you have a chance at getting his gadget.
I know, I didn't know I had enough money. Okay.
Okay, so we have Nita and El Primo power points. Then we're going to upgrade Julie Assassin's Bull first, so that she has a chance at getting Bull's gadget in this box opening.
All right.
And then now big box. Oh, wait, no, coins.
Coins. No,
then
big box.
All
right, so we have Colt power points, El Primo power points, and Ems power points.
Next, we have Mega Box. And so we have BB, Spike, El Primo, Jackie, and Penny power points. Then we have 500. You should put that on Nita because now her Nita is ready to be maxed. Then, now, the last box for Julie Assassin. Okay.
All right. B power points, Brock power points,
and Ember's power points. Okay, so that's all for finishing the Brawl Pass. So me, Sharpshooter 354, got Dynamax Gadget, which is not actually that big of a deal. And then Julie Assassin was able to get her Nita ready to upgrade to max level and get her Bull up to power level 7 so that he can get his gadget. And so hopefully next box opening, Julie Assassin will get something exciting, because she didn't get something very exciting in this one. Or did you get one in the last one?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
No, so, I just got a gadget last time.
Yeah, so hopefully Julie Assassin can get something exciting in the next box opening. And so that is all for finishing the Brawl Pass. And so now we're going to go on to the Bow Guide Part 1. Okay, so going into the Bow Guide Part 1, this is just going to be the overview section. So going into type, and bow is a fighter, which as we said is in between a heavyweight and a sharpshooter. So a bow actually has a decent health and a pretty long range. So we think that he's a tiny bit more to the sharpshooter side than to the heavyweight side.
And he is, of course, a trophy reward
that you get at 3,000 trophies.
Yes.
And so now on to his abilities. Bow's attack is called Eagle-Eyed.
Yes. So Bow's attack shoots 3 arrows out of his bow that each do 728 damage. Bow is a true archer.
Yes. And so this attack also has a 8.5 tile range. And the arrows go in a certain pattern where the first arrow, the first arrow goes on the left side of his range, very left side, and it shoots out first. And then right after that, like maybe 0.1 of a second after that, the second arrow is released, which goes in the center. And then like 0.1 second after that, then the third bow is released, which is on the right. And so it goes like left, center, right, and then it also has a 1.5 second reload speed.
Yes.
And so now going on to the super.
So Bow's attack, catch a fox. Bow's super, catch a fox, launches 3 mines that each do 2,016 damage. Make sure not to get trapped in Bow's mines.
So, as Julie Assassin said, it's called Catch a Fox. And so, what happens is Bow just shoots out the mines. There are 3 mines, and they each have a radius of 1 tile. And then, so after Bow places them out, the enemies can see them for like a second, and then they disappear so the enemies can't see them. And it takes 10 arrows or 3 mines to charge his super. And then they also take one second
to explode
after an enemy walks into them.
So you can walk into them, and if you're pretty fat, if like the brawler's not slow like 8-bit, then they can probably get out of it.
If they try.
Yeah.
Really hard. And then it also has a 10 tile range.
Yes.
And so we think this is a good super, and so we're going to move on to his gadget.
So it's called Super Totem.
And what it does is when Bow uses his gadget, it places it down wherever Bow is standing, and any friendly figures, Bow or any friendly figures standing in the Super Totem's 1 tile radius get charge their super by 1/20th of a super every half a second. So to put that into perspective, if you wait there for 10 seconds, then you can get your super.
We think this is B tier
because, as we explained in our gadget, the tier list video. We think that it's good, but it also has only 1,000 health, and so we don't think the health is that much, and it also takes a while to charge your super with it, and so that is why we put it in the B tier, and so that is Bo's gadget, Super Totem.
And so going on to the second to last thing in the overview section is Bo's star powers.
And in this episode.
And
so Bo has two star powers. The first one is called Circling Eagle, which makes Bo spot enemies hidden in bushes from 150% longer distance than normal.
Sorry about that, guys. Something fell.
Yeah, something fell, and my voice might have raised a tiny bit when it fell because I didn't know what it was. And then, so then, basically what Circling Eagle does is it makes Bo see more bushes than normal, and so we put this in the B tier because we think it's very, a very good star power, and it can help a lot with not running into tanks when you're at bushes, but it's very situational depending on the map.
Yeah.
And so then his second star power, which is called
Snare Bear, makes enemies hit by Bo's mines for 2 seconds
stunned. And so basically if the bow that you're playing against has Snare Bear and the mine explodes on you, you get stunned for a full 2 seconds. And so we think that this is in the
B tier at high trophies,
but in the A tier at low trophies. The reason we say this is because it's very, very good if the brawlers you're playing against can get hit by Bo's mines. But if they don't get hit, then it does nothing. So we think that we put it in the B tier at high trophies because at higher the higher trophies you go, the less likely the opponent is going to get hit by Bo's mines. But the lower trophies you go, the more likely your opponents are going to get hit by your mines when you are Bo.
So that's it for the star powers, and the last thing for this episode is in the overview section is his other stats.
And so Bo has a 3 out of 5 offense,
2 out of 5 defense,
4 out of 5 utility.
He has a normal movement speed like Colt
without the Slick Boot star power, and he has 5,040
health.
And so that is all for this episode, and that is all for Bow Guide Part 1.
Yes, so next episode will be Bow Guide Part 2.
And something else.
Yes.
And so we really hope you enjoyed this episode, and we really hope you enjoyed us finishing the Brawl Pass. We know that it wasn't too big of a box opening.
Yeah.
But we thought, you know, if we are finishing the Brawl Pass, that's kind of big, and so we kind of thought we should include it, but we promise that from now on that our box openings will be bigger.
Yeah,
to make them more exciting.
It will be at least 20 tiers.
Yes, and so we think that the last two it's either the last one or the last two, but we think that we've had some box openings that we were a little too eager to start, and so they didn't have that much excitement in them.
Yes.
And so thank you for listening. And so please tell friends and family about BSG.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.